This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The coin of the realm in social media, at least one of the most important coins of the realm for social media companies, is the user base. How many users Facebook or Twitter or WhatsApp have? Grow it or die. LinkedIn reported not too long ago that the growth of its user base has started to slow. But LinkedIn is supposed to provide a service, a meeting place of sorts for job seekers and recruiters. So if you look at it that way, instead of just at its 300 million users, how well does LinkedIn actually work? Sally Herships has that story.
Job hunting can feel like you're dropping your resumes into a black hole. And what about your LinkedIn profile? Is anyone actually reading it or your updates? Turns out, yes. Someone, many someones, are searching LinkedIn potentially for you. Do I even have a search like this?
I don't believe that you do. I think you have to be a member of LinkedIn Recruiter.
This is pretty robust looking.
Dwight Scott is a recruiter with ExecuSearch in New York. And there is indeed a version of LinkedIn just for recruiters.
80% of today's working professionals aren't actively looking for a new job.
Scott doesn't spend a lot of time reviewing resumes of applicants. Instead, he's searching LinkedIn for potential hires.
Degrees, field of study, industry, what groups have they joined? Are you interested in interviewing people that have joined Deadheads with Ties? Well, it's right there.
Wait, that's a group?
That is a group.
What about, I talked to a couple of folks from big executive, you know, C-level search firms who were like horrified. They were like, we would never use LinkedIn. Are they telling the truth?
No. I don't think that they are. I think everybody uses LinkedIn.
So what does this mean for people who belong to LinkedIn because they're looking for a job or because they have a vague understanding that belonging to the site might somehow help them? I heard from a lot of workers who said they found jobs through the site, both by making new contacts and being contacted by recruiters. Claudine Halpern worked in management consulting for 35 years. She says she's used LinkedIn to get a lot of projects.
It's a tool. It's not A+. Nothing's A+ without the work that you do around it.
Halpern says anyone looking for a job needs to have a strategy, like updating their LinkedIn profile on a regular basis so it gets in front of a lot of eyes, like Dwight Scott's.
You can't put out a profile and ignore it. You got to keep it rolling. It's like a snowball. You got to keep it rolling and rolling and rolling, and you got to keep it growing, otherwise it doesn't work for you.
Peter Capelli teaches human resources at Wharton. He says employers and recruiters have to be careful to see through all the white noise on the site. They have a tendency to look at your current title and see if it matches the job that needs to be filled. He says this can mean ignoring creative hires and potential. At the same time, he says LinkedIn makes it easy to game the system. Did you see how I wrote on my profile that I am an amazing reporter? Capelli says no one is going to post a bad recommendation on the site.
So everybody gets good references and everything is glowing. So at some point, it's kind of useless.
I think my mom actually endorsed some of my skills on LinkedIn.
Good. I hope she gave you a good reference.
Mom, thanks for endorsing me. But Capelli says it's so easy to click those buttons, it's not going to help me get a job. LinkedIn says it's used for a lot more than jobs, like marketing and education. And it says it's impossible to track how many jobs are filled through its site. But Halpern says you'll have a better chance of getting noticed if you're a joiner and an updater, providing even more information for LinkedIn, which is what the site promises its paying customers, recruiters. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.